B'siyata Deshmaya, we're going to learn Shabbos Daf Hey. We're going to start 8 lines from the top of the Omid. We saw on Daf Dalet Omid Aleph that the Gemara made an assumption that an Akira and Hanocha has to be from and to an area of at least 4 Tvachim by 4 Tvachim. And then we said in our Mishnah, where taking something from somebody's hand or putting it into somebody's hand is called an Akira and a Hanocha. And that seems to contradict this assumption that an Akira and Hanocha has to be from and to a surface of 4x4 Tvachim. So the Gemara first suggested on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, Rabbi said that there is some opinion of Rabbi Akiva that holds that you do not need 4x4, and the Gemara refuted that and said that there's no proof from there. On Daf Dalet Amud Beis, Rav Yosef thought that there was a Shittas Rebbe somewhere that would help us understand the Mishnah, and in the Maskana, the Gemara refuted that as well. Now we're going to have a third try. Who could the Mishnah be going according to? Says the Gemara, Elo Omar Abzeira, Homani Achirim hi. There's a Shittas Achirim that holds that would explain our Mishnah. The Tanya we learnt in the Braisa Achirim Oimrim, Oimed Bimakoimui, Vekibel Chayev. If Reuven threw something in a Roshus HaRabim, and the throwing is an Akira, it's going Dalet Amos in Roshus HaRabim, if it lands where it's supposed to land, then there's a Hanocha, and the Hanocha is part of the throwing, and therefore he'll be Chayev. So what happens if somebody catches the item that was thrown? So the Braisa says, Achirim say, if Omad b'mekoymei, if the person that caught the item was standing in his place, he didn't stop the journey of this item, of this object, and he just caught it in where it would have landed anyway, then chayev, then the one who threw it is chayev. But if Okar b'mekoymei, if the person that caught it ran towards the object and stopped it in its journey and caught it, v'kibel, then the one who threw it is potur, because the hanocha, The Hanocha was not done based on his koyach. Somebody else came and interrupted this object and made his Hanocha. So it's as if the person who threw it did the Akira and the person that caught it did the Hanocha, and they will not be Chayev. Omad b'mekoymoy v'kibel Chayev. But what did we see in this Achirim? That if the person that caught it was standing in his place and did not stop or interrupt the course of this object, then the fact that he caught it is called a Hanocha, and the first person will be Chayev. Asks the Gemara, V'hobi inon Hanocha al gabe mokim dalet v'leka. He's catching it in his hand. His hand is not 4 tvachim wide. Why is it called a Hanocha? So you see that Achirim hold that Hanocha does not have to be on a place of dalet tvachim. Elosh mamino loy b'inon arba mokim arba. So you see from here that Achirim do not need a mokim arba, and that would be the opinion of our Mishnah. Asks the Gemara, v'dil mahanocha hu d'loy b'inon. We again, and this is not the first time, that we only have a proof that hanocha, landing, being put in on a surface, or being caught by something which is not for tfachim, that's considered a hanocha. Ha akira b'inon, but to be taking an object from its original place, it has to be a place that was for tfachim. V'hanocha namyen, even regarding hanocha, dilma deposhit kanfei v'kiblo. Who says that Achirim is talking about that the fellow who caught it in his hand, and then you'll try and bring proof from there that you do not need for tfachim. Maybe he just spread out his garment, which was for tfachim, and let the object fall into his garment, so it's a hanocha on 4 tfachim. So even with hanocha, you don't have proof from Achirim. De'ika nami hanocha, then you have hanocha on 4 tfachim as well. Oma, Rabbi Abba therefore is saying, I've got a fourth suggestion who our Mishnah could be going to. Masnisin kegoin shekibel betraskel ve'niach alga betraskel de'ika nami hanocha, that the Mishnah that's talking about the hand of the Balabais, or the hand of the Oni, is talking about that it didn't put it on the hand directly. The hand was holding a truskel, a type of basket, and this basket, this truskel, was 4 tfachim wide, so it was an Akira from four tfachim and the hanocha onto a four tfachim. The ikanami hanocha, you've got an akira and a hanocha on four tfachim. Asks the Gemara, v'ha yodai k'toni. The Mishnah says explicitly that he put it into the oni or the oshi, put it into his hand. It doesn't say he put it into a basket. Says the Gemara, toni traskel shabi yodai. In the Mishnah, when it says yodai, you should read into that word traskel shabi yodai. He didn't put it straight into his hand, which is not four tvachim. He put it into a basket, into his hand, it's four tvachim. Says the Gemara, tinach traskel b'shus hayochid. I understand that a hand in Roshus Hayochid and it has a traskel on it, I can understand that. Elo traskel b'shus harabim, if you take a traskel, such a big basket, in Roshus harabim, if the poor man outside is holding the traskel, if the rich man is putting it, is taking something, doing an akira in the Roshus Hayochid, taking the food out and putting it not into the hands of the Oni, which the Mishnah says the Balabais is chayiv, he's done an akira and a hanocha, that's what we're discussing. But if this poor man outside is holding a traskel and the rich man, the Balabais, puts the food into the traskel in the Oni's hand, it's this basket is also considered a Roshus Hayochid. And therefore, it's as if he did an akira in Roshus Hayochid and a hanocha in Roshus Hayochid. He's not going to be chayav for that. Elo traskel shel Roshus Harabim Roshus Hayochid. Since the traskel is 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim, it's not 10 tfachim high. To be a real Roshus Hayochid, it would have to be 10 tfachim high and 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim wide. So it's not 10 tfachim high, but it's 4 tfachim by 4 tfachim. It has the halacha of Roshus Hayochid. Says the Gemara, Lema deloik Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, it could be that our Mishnah is arguing with Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda, and will assume that this traskel is not a Roshus Hayochid. Detanya, Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda Oimir, Noat kono b'Roshus Harabim. If somebody took a thin piece of a beam of some sort, a reed, a piece of whatever metal wood, put it into the ground, Uberoishoi traskel, and on top of it, he put such a basket, such a traskel. Zorak, if he threw from Roshus Harabim, v'noch al gabov, and it landed on top of this traskel, chayev. Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda says, he'll be chayev because we consider this traskel as Roshus Hayochid, and it's as if he threw something from Roshus Harabim into Roshus Hayochid. Deikar Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda, if our Mishnah is going to hold like this Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda, then as we said before, Poshat Balabais is Yodei Lechutz, V'nosan Letoich Yodei Shel Oni, if the Balabais lifts up some food, stretches his hand out into Roshus Harabim, and puts it into the traskel in the hands of the Oni, according to Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda, Amai Chayev, Roshus Hayochid, Roshus Hayochid, Komafik. He's taking out from one Roshus Hayochid to another Roshus Hayochid. Elomai, our Mishnah, is arguing with Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda. And this is what Rabbi Abba said, that our Mishnah is talking about that this poor man is holding a traskel, therefore it's called a Hanocha on something which is Dalet Tfachim by Dalet Tfachim, and it's not like Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda. Because according to Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda, it's called Roshus Hayochid. And that doesn't work with our Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Afilu Teim Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda. It could even be that Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda would agree in the case of our Mishnah that it's not got the status of Roshus Hayochid. Why? Hosom, over there in the Braiso of Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda that speaks about Noatz Kono Roshus Harabim, Uberoshoi Traskel, is Lemailo Me'asoro. Over there he's talking about that this basket is above 10 Tfachim. Since it's above 10 tfachim, it's got the status of Roshus Hayochid. Hocha, but in the case of our Mishnah, Lumato Miyasoro, it's talking about that it's lower than 10 tfachim, and therefore even Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda would agree that it's called Dalet tfachim for Hanocha, but it's not called Roshus Hayochid, and therefore our Mishnah could follow even Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda. Says the Gemara, Kashya Le Lerbavo. The Gemara is asking that Rabbi Abba is suggesting that the reason that our Mishnah is called a Hanocha, even though it's in his hand, is because it's not in his hand. It's in the basket in his hand, and the basket is 4 tfachim wide. The Gemara says, The Gemara asked before that in the Mishnah it doesn't say traskel shebiyodoi. It only says biyodoi. So we said, let's put it into the words of the Mishnah. The Mishnah assumes that, we assume that the Mishnah assumes it's a traskel shebiyodoi. Now he's saying, the Rav's asking, that at the end of the day, yodoi ktoni. It says in the Mishnah yodoi. It does not say in the Mishnah traskel shebiyodoi. Ela Omar Bavo, therefore Bavo does not appreciate Rab Abba's understanding of our Mishnah, assuming that the poor man is holding a basket. Rab Bavo is going to have a fifth explanation who our Mishnah could be going to that allows you to do an Akira and Hanocha from somebody's hand, even though it's not for Tvachim. Kegoin Shashilshil Yodoi Lemato Migimel Vikiblo. The Mishnah is talking about that this Oni standing outside lowered his hand to less than 3 tfachim above the ground, in which case it's as if he puts it directly on the ground. It's as if the ground is lifted up to the height of his hand, and it's as if he put it on his ground, and the ground is dalet tfachim. Asks the Gemara of Ha'oimid Katoni. The Mishnah says that the poor man is standing. If he's standing, there's no way his hand is getting to 3 tfachim above the ground. Says the Gemara, B'sheicha. It could be talking about that he's leaning over. Iboy is aimer beguma. It could be that this poor person is standing, but he's standing in a ditch, and therefore, when he's lifting his hand is about under 3 tvachim off the ground. Iboy is aimer bananas. Always talking about a dwarf who's standing up, and his hand reaches right down to the ground. Omar Rava. Rava asks on this. Ichpel tanelai shminon kolhani. Does it make sense that the Mishnah should be talking about a case where the Balabais is putting it into the hands of the Oni, and the hands of the Oni has to be less than 3 tvachim, and we have these funny cases assuming the Oni is bowing down, or he's in a ditch, or he's a dwarf? It doesn't make sense. Elo Omar Rava. Rava is giving the sixth and last suggestion who our Mishnah could be going according to. Yodoi shel Odom chashuvaloi. Kedalad al dalad. Rava says that normally if it lands on something which is less than dalad al dalad, it's not called a hanocha. A person's hand is very choshuv, and therefore it's considered as if it's dalad al dalad. V'chein ki also Ravinom Rabbi Yechanon, he said the same thing in the name of Rabbi Yechanon, yodo yishel odom choshuv oloi kedalad al dalad. Continues the Gemara. Omar Avin, Omar Biloi, Omar Yechanon. It was said in the name of Rabbi Yechanon, Zorak Chayfetz. If somebody throws an object, v'noch b'toich yodoi shel chaveri, and it landed in his friend's hand, chayev, the person who threw it is chayev. My komash melon, what's the chiddush of Rabbi Yechanon? Yodoi shel adam chashuv alei kedalad al dalad. Are you suggesting that the chiddush of Rabbi Yechanon is that a person's hand is dalad al dalad? V'omra Rabbi Yechanon chod azimna. Ravin said over two lines earlier, in the name of Rabbi Yechanon, that yodei shel adam chashuv aloi kedalad al dalad. We know Rabbi Yechanon holds this. Why do we need a new story of Zorak Chayfus? If somebody threw an object and it landed in somebody's hand, then he's chayev because the hand is considered dalad fochim. You don't need to say it again. Mao de tema, says the Gemara. I may have thought hanem milehecha de achshavei hu leyodei. In our Mishnah, where the person who did the Akira, he's the one that wants the Hanocha to be in somebody's hand. The Balabais wanted the food to go into the poor man's hand. So the one who did the Akira, he was the one that gave Chashivus, gave importance to the hand of the Oni who's receiving. Therefore, it's called the Hanocha. So I may have thought that only then we consider the hand to be dalet tfachim. But if you just threw something, then and you weren't assuming your friend was going to catch it, and your friend caught it, then I threw it, I didn't give any chashivas to my friend's hand, so maybe it's not considered dalet tfachim, so it's not called a hanocha. And if afterwards it falls down, we already saw before, if somebody catches something, then it stops the course of the object flying. That's why Rabbi Yechanan had to say that even in a case of Zorak Chayfetz, v'noch b'toich yodei shel chaveri, he's chayev. Even there, a hand has got the chashivos that it's called dalet tfachim. Continues the Gemara. Another halacha from Rabbi Yechanan in this topic. Omer b'ovin, Omer b'iloi, Omer b'yechanon. Omad b'mekoimoi v'kibel. If the person who's receiving, who's catching this object, stood in its place and allowed the object that was thrown in his direction to land, chayev, then the one who threw it is chayev, because the hanocha happened where from the koyach of the one that threw it, and therefore the hanocha is also attributed to the one who threw it. He did an akira, there was a hanocha, and therefore he's chayev. But if the person that caught the object went out of his way and ran towards the object and stopped it in its course for kibil and received it, potter, then the one who threw it is potter. Tanina mihachi, we saw a brisa to this effect. Achirim oimrim, omad b'mekoimoi v'kibil chayev, okar b'mekoimoi v'kibil potter, exactly what we just saw in the name of Rabbi Yechanan. Says the Gemara, Boyer Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan asked the following question. Zorak, if somebody threw something up into the air, it moved 4 amas away from him. Zorak, chayfetz v'nekar hu mimakoymoy. And the same person that threw it, before the object landed, he ran 4 amas further along. V'chozar v'kibloy, and he caught the same object that he threw a few seconds earlier. Mahu, what's the halacha? Is it called that he did an akira and he's doing a hanocha and he's chayev? Or do you say no? You say that it was two different acts. The akira is without hanocha and the hanocha is without an akira. And therefore he'll be potter. And obviously the question is assuming that when he ran and caught the object, he stopped the object on its course. If he let the object land naturally, then we just forget the fact that he was there to hold it, to contain it. It's like anyone who throws an object in Rosh Hashanah and it lands, that you're chayev. Over here it's talking about that he ran towards the object and stopped it midway. So normally we say that if Reuven throws an object and Shimon stops the object midway and catches it, Reuven is potter. Why? Because Reuven did the akira and Shimon, who caught it, did the hanocha. Because Shimon did not allow the object to land naturally from the koyach, the power of the one who threw it, and therefore the hanocha is not attributed to the one who threw it. Over here, the one that threw it clearly did an akira, and he himself stopped the object midway and caught it, then he did an hanocha. It happens to be, it's the same person. So he did an akira, he did a hanocha. Maybe he should be chayev. Let's see that in the Gemara. Maikomi boile. What's the depth of the question? Omer v'adabar ava, shnei koichos ba'odom echot komi boile. He's talking about that there was one force that did an akira and threw it. There was another force that went out of its way to come towards the object to stop it and to catch it and do a hanocha. Do we assume that since it's the same person, it's one person, we attribute the akira to the hanocha as a single act of carrying or moving in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim from one place to the next, and is chayev, v'chayev, or do we say no? When you threw it, it's only called a hanocha that's attributed to the throwing if it lands in its natural course. And that didn't happen. If you just caught it, catching something is only half a malocha. It's two separate things. Just because you happen to be the one that threw it and you're the one that caught it doesn't mean that we consider as if you did one melacha. Upotter, and then he'll be potter. Teiku, the Gemara says that we'll have to let that stand for now. We do not have any way of resolving this question. Continues the Gemara. Omar b'ovin, Omar b'yechanon. If somebody was standing in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, hichnis yodoi l'teichotzer chaviroi, he puts his hand into his friend's chotza, into his yard, which is a rishus hayochid, v'kibel meig shomim, and he receives some rainwater in his friend's chotza, v'hoitzi, and he pulls out, brings out his hand back into the rishus harabim where he is, chayev, he's chayev, and it makes sense. It's like putting your hand into rishus hayochid, doing an akira with the rainwater, bringing it out, doing a hanocha in the rishus harabim. It's a proper hoitza. Says the Gemara, Maskifla Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira is asking a question on this. Mali et inoi chaveiroi, mali et inoi shamayim, ihu loy ovid akira. in the case of the Mishnah, it says explicitly that if the Balabais puts a chayfetz, an object, into the hands of the Oni, then they're both potter. They're both potter. The Balabais didn't do a hanocha, and the Oni didn't do an akira. Each one just did half. That means if somebody else puts something into my hands, it's not called as if I picked it up. It's as if you picked it up and I just received it. Over here, the rain landed in my hands. Why is it considered as if I picked it up? Maximum, somebody else, Hashem, picked it up. Hashem put it into my hands. And now I've just brought it into my rishus. I wasn't allowed to do that. But he's not going to be chayiv. Mali hit inoy chaveroy. What's the difference? What whether somebody else put it into my hands? Mali hit inoy shomayim. If the heavens put it into my hands like the rain, ihu lo ovid akira. I did not do the akira. How can you say that I'm chayiv? Says the Gemara, lo teima kibul. Reb Ovin, in his case, the text was hichnis yodo letechotz chaveroy. Put your hand into your friend's yard, into Rishus HaYochid, V'kibil make shomim. V'kibil seems, we're discussing what's the V'kibil. So V'kibil, we understood, means he put his hand there and he received the rain that was falling. We said that can't be chayev, I didn't do an akira. Says the Gemara, second suggestion, Lo teima kibul, don't say that he received the rain, Elo kolat, which means as the rain was falling down, his right hand shoved the rain into the left hand, so I was the one that was oiker. I changed the course of the rain that was falling down to make it and caused it to go into my right, into my left hand. So I was the one that did an akira by putting it into my hand, and now I'm going to bring it out into the Rishus HaRabim and put it down. I will have also done a hanocha. That's why I'm chayev, and that's what the word kolat means. Says the Gemara of Abba Inon, Akira me'al gabamokim dalet v'leka. We know that when you do an Akira, you have to do an Akira from somewhere that was dalet fochim. Over here, it was in the air. It was in the air, and I was oiker it. I did an Akira. I took it away from its course of where it was in mid-air, and I pushed the rain into my into my hand. So I didn't do an Akira from a place of dalet fochim. Omar Abchia Bereidur of Huna, Kegoin Shekolat Me'al Gabe HaKoisel. You had a wall, the width of the wall was 4 tfachim, but the rain was trickling down the side of the wall, and he collected the water that was dripping down the side of the wall, and that's the water that he collected, he pushed into his other hand, that was an Akira from a wall, that the wall had 4 tfachim. Says the Gemara, Holoi Noch, I don't understand. That water wasn't settled. It wasn't stationary. The water was trickling down. That's not called an akira from a stationary place. A vertical wall is not a place where water can rest, can lie. Says the Gemara Kedomar Rava. Rava introduced to us, and we'll soon see where, introduced to us a concept called Bekoisel Meshupa. You're right that when you have a horizontal wall and the rain is trickling down it, that's not called settled in any way, and therefore taking the water from there is not called an akira. But when you have a wall that's going on a slope, then even though the water is trickling down, that's what gravity does to water, but because it's on a slope, on some level it's considered as if the water is stationary. Water is more settled on a sloping wall than on the side of a totally vertical wall. Hachanami b'koisel mashupa. So over here, we're talking about Rabbi Yochanan that was talking about this fellow who put his hand into Rishus HaYochid and took the water. He took some water off a sloping wall, and that is called an Akira. Where's this Rava that introduced to us the concept of a sloping wall? Ahodit nun, we saw in a Mishnah. So Mishnah in Erevin, Hoya Koire Basefer. If somebody was reading or learning from a sefer, and the sforim in the time of Chazal were rolled up parchments that were rolled up on both sides, he was holding the parchment, and one of the rolls slipped away from him, so he was holding one end of the scroll in his hand, but the second hand of the second end of the scroll had rolled away towards the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and he was alo askupa. He was on the entranceway to his home, and that entranceway was not a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, but also not a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. It was called the Karmelis. And a Karmelis midrabbanon, you're not allowed to bring anything from a Rosh Hashanah Yachid or Rosh Hashanah Rabbim into a Karmelis, or from a Karmelis into a Rosh Hashanah Yachid or Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. But here that the Sefer rolled away from him, so one end he's holding in his hands on the Karmelis, the other end has rolled down into the towards the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, then the halacha is the Sefer rolled away, he's allowed to roll it back up to himself. Since we're talking here about the Rabbonons, he's in a Karmelis and the Sefer has rolled down towards the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and since he's holding one side of the scroll, then pulling the other side of the scroll is not considered as a new Akira, and that's why the Chachomim allowed him to pull it back to himself. Because it's not as if the Sefer Torah was settled there in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and now he's doing an Akira and bringing it into a Karmelis. He's holding it in a Karmelis, it's rolled away, it's not called a new Akira. Hoyo Kira Barosh Hagag, but if he's on the top of the roof, that means he's on Rosh Hashanah Yachid, when his Galgala Sefer Biyodoi and the Sefer rolled down towards the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, then the halacha is as follows. Actually, he gya li yutfachim, providing that the Sefer is not rolled down to 10 tefachim off the ground, he can pull it back to himself, because as we know, Rosh Hashanah Rabbim only exists till 10 tefachim. If it has not rolled down to 10 tefachim from the ground, it has not yet reached the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, so there's no problem to roll it back. If, however, it's reached down to the Yud Tefachim, it's now in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and you're in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, here you're not allowed to pull it back. So what do you do in order that it shouldn't be a bizoyan, in order to protect the Sefer Torah, or whatever Sefer he's learning? He turns it over so that the writing should not be revealed and exposed, and he has to keep it that way till after Shabbos. Why does he have to turn it around? What's the purpose of that? Why does he have to turn it round and not bring? And since if the whole Sefer would have fallen down into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and he goes and brings it back into Rosh Hashanah Yochid, that's an Issa Deraisa of Haitzah. So even though he's still holding part of the Sefer, since the other part of the Sefer is in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, the Chachomim said that he has to suffice with turning it over and he's not allowed to pull it back into the Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Asks the Gemara, Avinon bo, amai hoifchei alaksav, holoi noch. Why can you not pull it back to yourself? The scroll has not been nach, it's not resting in the new place, it's dangling down. The person is still holding it on the Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Va'omarov, Rava says, even though part of it is at the top and the other part is dangling down, don't say that it's not set, it's not munach. B'koisel Meshupa. This is where Rava says that we're talking about that it rolled down a sloping wall. So the Sefer wasn't just hanging down a horizontal wall, which is not called Munach in any way. It's lying on a horizontal slope. So it's called Munach. Since it's called Munach, then there's some element of Akira if you would pull it back up, and therefore we don't allow it. Says the Gemara, how can you bring proof from that Mishnah in Eruvin with a Sefer that's lying on a sloping wall that you're not allowed to pull it back? How can you bring proof from there that if you have rain running down a sloping wall, that taking it from there is called a new Akira? Emer d'Amar Rava, it could be that when does Rava say that the sloping wall is called Munach? B'Sefer, it's only regarding this Sefer, this scroll that had rolled down, da'ovid d'naichi. Technically, it's possible and it's normal for a scroll to be resting on the slope of a wall. But water, ma'im mi'ovda d'naichi, water, liquid, is going to flow down any flat surface until it's contained in a vessel. So the water is much less munach than a Sefer is. So it could be that the Sefer is called Munach, and therefore if you're going to pull it back to yourself, it's a type of Akira, and therefore the Chachomim said that you shouldn't take it. But with the water is in no way held by the slope, so why is it called Munach? And if it's not Munach, then taking it from the slope is not called an Akira. And if taking it from the slope is not called an Akira, we're back to our question, what does Rabbi Yochanan, in what case was Rabbi Yochanan talking about that somebody put his hand into somebody else's yard and collected the water? What's the case? What's it referring to? Elo Omarova, this is a fourth suggestion in what Rabbi Yochanan is talking about. We've said, we thought at the beginning, we thought that it was talking about the kibel. And then we said kolat, kolat me'al gabe koisel, koisel mashupa. And now we're having a fourth and last suggestion how to explain Rabbi Yochanan. Elo Omarova, kegoin shekolat me'al gabe gumo. This is talking about that the chotzer that he put his hand into actually had a type of groove, a type of ditch in it. That ditch was full of water, and he simply took out the water from that gumo, from that ditch. Says the Gemara, pshita, gumo, pshita, if the water is settled there, it's in the ground, and you take it off. That's a regular akira. What's the chiddush? Says the Gemara, ma'o detei ma'ay ma'ay thought, ma'ayim al gabe ma'ayim, lav hanochahu, since I just took off the top layer of the water, I didn't take all the water, and this top layer of water is sitting on top of water. Maybe that's not called munach. Komash melon the chiddush is that even water that's on top of water is called settled, it's called munach. Vaz de rova letamei, this is rova, which is who's being congruent with his own opinion. De omar rova, rova said elsewhere, mayim al gabe mayim, hainu anochosom. Water on top of water, that is called munach. Taking it from there is called an akira. Egoiz al gabe maim. However, if you have a nut that's floating on top of water, lav hainu anochosoi, that's not called munach. It's not a normal place for a nut to be settled and to be stationed on top of water. Continues the Gemara. Boya Rava. Rava asked as follows. Egoiz bikli. If you had a nut in a vessel, ukli tzof al gabe mayim, and the vessel is floating on top of the water, is that called munach? And if you take it from there, it's called an akira, or not? Bosor egoizos linon. Do you just look at the nut, and the nut is not on the water? The nut is in a vessel. It's fixed. It's kavua. It's munach. So it would be called an akira. Honaych oidilmo maybe. Bosor klios linon. You look at the vessel that's holding the nut. V'holoy naich. The vessel itself is not fixed. Denied. It's moving. It's floating on the water. Says the Gemara Teiku, we'll have to let that question stand. And Demir Tzashem, when Eliyahu Novi comes, when Mashiach comes, we'll know the answer. Continues the Gemara. Shemen shetzof al gabe yayin. We know that oil floats on top of other liquids. If you have oil floating on top of wine, and somebody took the oil, which was either Nushus HaRabim or Nushus HaYochid, took away the oil off the wine, is that called Munach or not? If the wine is in a crevice, is in some type of a hole, and so the wine is definitely Munach. The question is, if the oil on top of it is called, that it's all inside the same vessel, inside the same hole, or do you say no? The wine is lying in the, whatever's holding it, in the hole, and the oil is sitting on top of the wine. So the oil is not called munach, and therefore if you take off the oil, it's not called an akira on Shabbos. That's a machlekas, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri v'Rabbonon. Seems to be a machlekas. Ditnan, we learnt in a Mishnah, and this is a Mishnah regarding truma. We know that truma has to stay tohir. If somebody's got oil of truma that is floating on top of wine of truma, shemen shetzof al gabe yain, v'noga tvulyoim. A tvulyoim is somebody who was tomei. He went to the mikveh already, but until nightfall, he's got the level of truma called tvulyoim, and all tvulyoim can do is, if it touches truma, it will make the truma tomei. It's called posel, but it will not make the truma posel or tomei enough that truma will in turn make other truma tomei. And this tvul yom, he touched b'shemen. He only touched the oil floating on top of the wine. Loi posal elo shemen bilvad. According to the Chachomim, he touched the oil. The oil is now posel, but the oil is a separate entity to the wine, and therefore the wine is tohir. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri omer, shneim mechuborim ze leze. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says it's two liquids, they're all together, and touching the oil means that you're touching the wine at the same time, and it's all posel. So the Gemara seems to say that the same would be with Shabbos. According to the Chachomim, it's called that the oil is floating on top of the wine. So it's not called munach. So if you take away some of the oil, it's not called an akira. However, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, it's all called one. If you have oil that's floating on the wine, but the wine is munach, the whole thing is called munach, and even if you take some of the oil away, it will be called an akira. Continues the Gemara, another halacha from Rabbi Yochanan. Omer Ovin, Omer Biloi, Omer Biechron. Hoya Taun Oichlin Umashkin. If somebody was carrying on his back some food or some drink, and he was in a Rushus Hayochid, Venichnas Vyotze Kolayim Kulay, and all day long, he doesn't stop. He goes out into Rushus Harabim, he comes back into Rushus Hayochid, out into Rushus Harabim, back into Rushus Hayochid. All day long, he goes in and out. Einoi Chayev Ad Sheyamuit. If he doesn't stop, then he did the Akira once when he started moving. He hasn't done a Hanocha. And if he does the Hanocha at the end of the day in the Rushus HaYochid, then he hasn't been over. He's done the Akira in Rushus HaYochid and the Hanocha in the Rushus HaYochid. That's fine. When is he going to be Chayiv? Only if he stops in Rushus HaRabim, then that's called a Hanocha. Starting to move again is a new Akira. Omar Abaya, V'hu she'omad lofush. That's only on condition that when he stops, he's stopping to take a bit of a rest. And that's called munach. He's taking a real pause. However, if he stops just in order to reposition the backpack or whatever he's carrying on his back, then even that is not called really stopping. And it's as if he's continued walking and there's no akira and no hanocha. Mimai, where do you know this from? Mid Omar Mar, since Rabba said, Rabba was, in this case is Mar, who's the Rebbe of Abaya, Rabba said, Toich Dalet Amos, if somebody is carrying in Erushus HaRabim, he does an Akira, he starts walking. Within Dalet Amos, he hasn't yet walked Dalet Amos, Omad Lofush, he stops in order to take a rest. So that's called a Hanocha. So he's done an Akira and Hanocha within Erushus HaRabim. He has not walked, he's not carried four Amos, he's not chayev. Potur. Lekatef. However, if within Dalet Amos, he stops just in order to reposition his backpack, and then he continues and he ends, finishes off the Dalet Amos, chayev is going to be chayev, because the omad lekatef in the middle is not called the hanocha, and therefore the original akira is four Amos away from the hanocha, and he's chayev. Chutz le Dalet Amos. If somebody walked a whole four amos, omad lofush, and then he stops to take a break, chayev is chayev, because he's had a hanocha now. Lekatif, if he does an akira, he walks four amos, five amos, six amos, whatever, and then he stops just in order to reposition his pack, and then he carries on walking and does not stop, potter is going to be a potter, because he does not have a hanocha. So from these words of Rabba, that was the source of what we said before, that's the source of Abaya, that explains that when Rabbi Yochanan said that v'nichnas v'yotze kol hayom, ya'oni chayev if he's yamoid, Abaya said the yamoid has to be stopping lofush, to rest. The source of that was his Rebbe, Mar, Rabba, who says exactly that halacha. Says the Gemara, Maiko Mashmalon, what's the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan says that if you in and out all day and you don't stop, that you're not chayev. Sheloi hoisa akira mishor rishoino lekach. Is Rabbi Yochanan telling us that when he started walking, he didn't intend to stop walking? The case that Rabbi Yochanan is discussing, when he started walking, he did not intend to use this as an akira in order to go out and do a hanocha. He was planning just to stay within the Rishus HaYachid, in his house, to move things around in his house. Or, bichlal, he started walking on Friday before Il Shabbos, so the akira was not a Shabbos diga akira, it wasn't done with the intentions of doing a melacha of Hayitzah. So could it be that Rabbi Yochanan was coming to tell us that if you keep doing this all day, you're going to be potter, and what do you have to do to be chayev? You have to stop, and now you're starting a new walking. That means the stopping now is not going to be a hanocha that's going to make you chayev, because when you started walking, the akira was not done with the intentions of doing a hanocha in a different rishus, and it could be you even started walking before Shabbos. But once you've stopped, you're now settled, now you start walking again, now you have an akira in the Hilchas Shabbos, diga akira. And if you're going to stop in a different rishus, or you're going to walk in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and stop after 4 amas, that is when you're going to be chayev. Is that the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan? Ha'omer Rabbi Yochanan chodah zimna. Rabbi Yochanan has taught us that already once. The Omer of Safra, Omer of Ami, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan told us, Hamavir chafeitzim mizovis lizovis. If somebody was moving things around in his house in Rosh Hashanah Yochid from one corner to the next, v'nimla chalein, he changed his mind whilst he was walking around in his house. He changed his mind v'itzion, and he suddenly decided he was going to leave and go into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Potter is potter. Why? Shalahoisa akira mishar shayno lekach. When he first set up, when he first did his akira, his first step, he wasn't intending to do hoitzah on Shabbos. Therefore, even if he does hoitzah, it's hoitzah without an intentional akira. Hoitzah without an akira is potter. So you see that Rabbi Yochanan already said that once, as Rabbi Ami said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, regarding hamavir chafeitzim mizavis lezavis. So what does Rabbi Ovin, Om Rabbi Loi, Om Rabbi Yochanan tell us? Hoyoton oichlin umashkin, etc. Why did Rabbi Yochanan say on 2 occasions? Says the Gemara, Amiroim. These are 2 Amiroim who both heard the same thing from Rabbi Yochanan. Mar Omar lo b'haylishna, Umar Omar lo b'haylishna. The halacha they heard from Rabbi Yochanan. One Amira said it over like this, another Amira said it over like this, but Rabbi Yochanan himself only said it once because it's the same halacha. In the next shiur, we're going to carry on from here.